Here's a thought I'll title The Zone System in Retrospect. This is kind of a long story, but I'll try to make a very shortened version of it. I have, over the years, been an advocate recorder of lectures, events, talks, conversations, etc., on cassette. I started doing this in the 70s. And I have boxes and boxes of these old cassettes, which I'm in the process of converting into digital MP3 files so that I can post them for Lenswork Online members. And I just transcribed a cassette into an MP3 file that includes a lecture by a very well-known photographer about the zone system. And as I was listening to this while it was recording, I got to thinking about the zone system. You know, what a bunch of hullabaloo about basically nothing. When I look back on it in retrospect, and I think of all the hours that I spent trying to master the zone system and understand all the subtleties of the zone system, I realize there just wasn't much there. It gave us a method to expose and develop film so that we could make negatives that were printable. But it just wasn't that difficult. I think it got blown up into a big deal, partly by Ansel Adams, mostly by Fred Picker and Minor White and Richard Zakia and all the people who turned sensitometry and all of that into something that had mysticism involved in it. I mean, Minor White was the mystical Zen teacher of photography, wasn't he? And he's one of the big proponents of the zone system in that little yellow book that he did that was perfectly unreadable and certainly made a simple concept somewhat convoluted. When I look back on it now and I compare it to what we're doing with Photoshop and, you know, 8-bit images, 12-bit, 16-bit images and whatnot, the zone system seems not only primitive, but, like I say, unnecessarily complex. And that's too bad, because I think for my generation of photographers, it should have been a fairly simple and fairly straightforward thing that probably could be explained in about 15 minutes. But it wasn't. It was drug out into this extraordinarily complex thing that didn't really change photography. Well, it changed it, but what it didn't do was make great photographs out of bad photographs. What it made was more printable negatives, but that didn't make them great photographs. And I wish, in retrospect, I had spent far more time studying the aesthetics of photography and photography's place in the history of art and etc. The issues that artists really deal with that are content-driven, rather than so many hours and hours and hours wasted trying to calibrate film after film and paper after paper so that we could have some control of zones, which ended up creating tonally perfect images, so many of which now are useless because they're bad photographs. Anyway, the zone system. Let it be dead and gone.